deadline. Some who don't want anything, they might get their wish.
If the phone data program does survive, it would mean that despite the Snowden revelations, very little would have changed. Again, James Dempsey of the Privacy Board.
No surveillance program has been ended as a result of the leaks and of the controversy and debate over the past year and a half.
David Wellna, NPR News, Washington.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in with another update of the agricultural commodity markets. Trade in Chicago is like this at this hour. March contract in the corn pit is down 2 cents at 383 3/4. The May futures at 391 3/4 down 2, and July at 399 down 2. December down 2 as well at 414 1/4. March beans at 977 1/2 or 9.5 cents lower. July at 988 3/4 down 9 1/4. November beans at 959 3/4, 6.5 cents lower. Lower bean meal down 350 at 337.10. Bean oil at 28 cents lower on the day. Wheat futures are trading the soft red at 516 1/4, up 2.5 in the lead. The March contract is the lead in the hard red, and it's up 2 3/4. Live cattle futures are down 75 cents in the April contract. April feeders are down $1.25, and April lean hogs at this hour are down $1.97.5. Let's look at these numbers and what's been happening in the trade and the possibilities throughout the day today with Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Now, I'm looking forward first to being with you not long from now, actually, at the Pork Expo in Peoria, Illinois. Hope folks who still have the opportunity travel there and can catch up with us. We'll go through the grains and pork production on the expo floor. That starts at 1:30 this afternoon.
It's going to be good, I'm certain, and hopefully we'll have a big crowd this year compared to the weather last year.
Yeah, so from 1:30 to 3 o'clock, and what it really means, Jackie, is that you and I will do the ultimate. We will be in two places at once because we will also be on the air this afternoon for the closing market report too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should be fun. Okay, so let's go through what's been happening in the overnight trade, what happened after the open this morning, and how the market has reacted to the move upward yesterday Day in the marketplace.
Well, you know, it's been very interesting. You know, we had a huge rally yesterday based primarily on the fact that the dollar was down and the crude oil was up again. And, you know, crude oil went up, tried to test the 24% retracement on the weekly from the move down that we've seen, which is huge. From June 21st, we were at 100.52 on a barrel, and we went all the way down to 43.58. And we failed at that level so far. So today we see crude down 275 in the March contract, and the dollar up almost 50. And so although the dollar's only at 94.21, it's still lower than it had be, but. But when you look at the Brazilian real, it's hit a 10-year low against the U.S. dollar today. So what does that say? Well, that encourages those guys down there to just continue to plant, basically, is what it is, because they're paid in U.S. dollars. We hit the March corn, hit the 100-day. You know, we got 100-day support at 378. We went down to 380 1/4 this morning. Beans, you know, has 10-day support at that 973. When we look in the March, it's at 977. And wheat, basically, has been trading below the 10-day, around that 513. Decent November beans are probably the most important thing, Todd, when it comes to our producers and what they're looking at. And so we had a double top this morning so far on December corn at 418 1/4. In the past, if you had a double top, you'd probably figure this is a turning point and we're going down. But the way this market's been, that's a pretty hard one to guess. I hopefully we'll have something. We've got good support at that 100-day level at $4. And on November beans, we're having an inside day today. We've got support at the 10-day at 9.58. We're currently at 9.60 1/4, so we're flirting is where we are. We went down below it, but we've managed to come back out of it. And so it's going to be it's a telling day, let's just put it that way. We'll see once where we finish. We've been trading on beans anywhere between 9 and 12 down, you know, corn 2 to 4 down. So So, you know, not anything, just retracing what we put on yesterday, but not everything we put on yesterday.
Was yesterday, in your view, an opportunity for producers as basis has been fairly strong in a good portion of the Corn Belt for them to market additional old crop sales?
Absolutely. That's what I was talking to guys about. You know, make sure, and especially one of the telling things about basis is that if you see a move up like we had yesterday and you see your basis widen, then you know you definitely better be moving stuff. Because it tells you that, you know, we're sitting on a gigantic crop out in the country. I mean, the amount of storage that has been built and the amount of corn that farmers are sitting on is huge. It's going to have to come to town at some point in time. Yesterday was just one of those days where the U.S. farmer wasn't selling, the South American farmer wasn't selling, and then we had crude and, you know, the dollar do the inverse of what they've been doing, and therefore we saw a lot of short covering. Not any new buying, just a lot of short covering. And so very nerve-wracking is what it does.
Was it more important to make old crop corn sales or old crop soybean sales?
Well, let's see once.
I shouldn't ask it that way because I don't know whether you were thinking about old crop soybean sales yesterday or not.
Well, you know, not very much because okay. So many people are sold out on beans.
So obviously you're caught up and your thought was we better move some corn in that case.
That's absolutely right. I mean, corn is the one that's got the biggest potential to have a glut come to the market. Now, you know, will it destroy futures? It may not destroy futures, but it most certainly could ruin the basis levels. And, you know, that's the thing we always have to be looking at. You've got to be thinking about what's happening to my net cash price. Not I like this futures price, so I'm going to sell at that futures price. It's what's happening to my net cash price.
Absolutely. Take up the livestock market for me at this time. Hogs and or cattle, your choice.
Well, I really like your take up the livestock market because I'd like to take up the livestock market. My goodness, that thing has just been under pressure like you couldn't believe. And, you know, since we've had the expanded limits, we see so much outside money in that market. You know, when you looked at feeder cattle being down 450 the day before yesterday and then down over 400 again yesterday, you know it has little to do with what the actual cash market is doing because the index is $14 higher than where the futures currently are, and it's the same thing in the live cattle market. I think one of the underlying fundamentals, though, in that market, Todd, is just the concern about the U.S. dollar and what it could do to our export business. On the hog side of things, you know, we didn't see PDV come around like we thought it might come around this winter. Therefore, you know, we've still have some pretty heavyweight hogs. I think we'll see hog weights come down, you know, and hopefully stabilize prices. But at this stage of the game, you know, they know that we have a tremendous amount of expansion going on out in the countryside. And so there's just going to be, just like milk, there's going to be a lot more milk available this year because of expansion due to high prices. We're going to see more pork available. Although the good news is that pork actually overtook beef in consumption this last year. And so I think that's the first time in 12 years that we've actually seen that. So that's quite something in general. But it's been a roller coaster ride in that marketplace. Very difficult. You need end assets, I can tell you that much.
Okay, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon and see you at the Pork Expo, too.
Yep, thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. That is Jackie Vex. She's with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County to update us on the trade in Chicago at the CME Group and the futures markets for commodities. Turning our attention to some other things, March the 10th is our all-day ag outlook. That's over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. If you have not purchased your tickets yet, get on the line right now at 217-333-7300 and buy your tickets. They're just $25 a piece. We'll have more than a dozen analysts there. Sue Martin will keynote as well as Murray Wise, and Chris Hurt will be there. So it should be a great day. It always is over at the Beef House. You can buy your tickets right now for just $25 at 217-333-7300. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the day. 90% chance of snowfall this afternoon. We probably already reached our high for the day. In fact, I know we did. We started out at 31 at least this morning when I first checked, and it's now 28. On our way down to a low of 2 degrees tonight under snowy skies. highs, and then we'll clear out and it'll get cooler. And then tomorrow, a high of 14 degrees under sunny skies. Checking the outside markets and what the trade looks like there for the day. Crude oil is down $2.57 after its bump yesterday. RBOB gasoline, or the wholesale price, is up about 6 6/10 at $1.53 4/10. And ethanol at $1.42 2/10 is down 2 8/10. Now, at the Chicago Board of Trade, the last tick for the corn futures was down 2 1/4 cents in the lead March. December down 2 3/4. March beans are now down 8 cents in the lead March. And the November contract down 5 3/4. Wheat futures are trading the lead option March down up a quarter at 5 15 3/4. Live cattle futures are down 77 1/2 cents in the April. March feeders are 92 1/2 lower. And the lean hogs on the day at $1.77 1/2 lower at $65.42 1/2. Of course, you're listening to WILL AM 580 Urbana. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. You can find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org or will.illinois.edu. I'm Todd Gleason.